Blog Talk Radio.
Up, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right, man. We're going to talk about the rivalry in New York sports. We're going to talk about the Knicks and the Nets recently battling each other. We're also going to talk about, of course, the Giants and Jets playing later this afternoon at 1 p.m. We're also going to talk about the Rangers and Islanders recently squaring off. And, of course, we're going to talk about what's going on in WWE with the new, the League of Nations faction that just Sheamus just created. And we'll also tell you what's going on in WWE and other stuff. And what else is important in sports? Of course, you guys know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. But with that said, let's talk about the Giants and Jets, man. It's going to be a big game. for both teams. You know, the Giants, they had their destiny in their hands, but unfortunately for the Giants, they, you know, they lost a close game to the Redskins. I think the final score was, what, 20-14?
Something like that.
So, you know, Giants had their destiny in their hands, you know, but, you know, now they're in a must-win situation against the Redskins. And now they're going to be battling their crosstown team. They're going to be hosting the same team that shares MetLife Stadium, or as I'd like to call it, JetLife Stadium. And
JetLife Stadium.
So it's going to be a big game. And, of course, you know, the Jets, they recently won. I believe it was, what, 38-20 to the Dolphins. So they need this one as well. And, you know, they need to, you know, to, you know, gain ground on the wild card division. And because, obviously, the Patriots, they just had their perfect season snapped against Denver recently. So, you know, obviously that the division is out of hand, so they need to do whatever they can to win this. The wild card, the AFC, you know, wild card, and basically at the end of the year they're going to be battling both the Patriots and the Bills to end the season. So they need to win outright to, you know, to propel the, you know, this team to the postseason. So what's your thoughts on this? I know you're a huge Giant fan, and I know this game means a lot to you.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game tomorrow. You know, Giants and Jets, they play every 4 years. Mm-hmm. So it makes it more special because it's occasionally rather than every year. Yeah, it's going to be a big game. The Giants right now, they're tied in their division with the Redskins, who they lost to last week. So they need to, you know, win this game tomorrow so they can, you know, keep up with the Redskins to try to win this division. But also Jets, they need to win just as much because they have to try to win the wild card because, you know, let's face it, they're not winning the division since Patriots are still undefeated. Well, Patriots lost.
10-1.
Yeah, they're 10-1. So, you know, but they're most likely going to win at least 12 games this year. So, but yeah, it's a big game for both teams. And, you know, hopefully Giants can bring their A game like they always do in these meetings with the Jets. So, should be fun.
Yes, of course you're referring to JPP's rookie season when he sacked, Mark Sanchez. And, of course, I think
we were at that game.
Yeah, I know. That was my first NFL game I've seen.
Yeah.
And, you know, Victor Cruz, I think he had like a 99-yard return, I think, if I remember something right.
Yeah, he killed it that game.
So, yeah, it's gonna be a big game. Wish we could have saw it in person, but, you know, hopefully 4 years from now we'll be able to see it.
Yeah. Although, you know, we've had a chance to see one, so.
Yeah.
You know.
But
yeah, it should be great.
Yeah, hopefully. And, yeah, I'm going to ask you this question. You know, reading your mind, I think I know, me and you are probably going to agree on this question, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway. Do you think Jets and Giants is really a rivalry?
If it's a rivalry?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They play every 4 years, but it's not it's not much of a rivalry like the Mets. Like the Nets or Knicks or Mets and Yankees. I mean, they're rivals because they play in the same, they play for the same city and in the same stadium, you know. But it's not a strong rivalry like some of the other teams. There is a rivalry there because, you know, it's New York. Two New York teams playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as strong as, you know, the other. The other sports counterparts.
I definitely agree with that. I mean, on paper, I mean, it is a rivalry because, you know, both fans are, you know, they're up for it. You know, it's for bragging rights, you know, in the city, you know, for, you know, to see who's gonna win. But I mean, that, you know, the one thing that kills the rivalry is that they only play each other once every 4 years. I mean, it's like, had they played like every year, or maybe at the minimum once every 2 years, maybe. But yeah, this is easily the weakest quote unquote rivalry in this city. I mean, it's not Mets Yankees. It's not Knicks Nets. It's not Rangers Islanders, or anything you know, of that nature. Them playing each other once every 4 years, I think that really kills really any notion of a rivalry. I mean, it's an interesting game, no doubt about it. You know, for especially for bragging rights in the city. But yeah, this is easily, hands down, the weakest rivalry in this city.
Oh yeah,
I mean, the New York Shoe Shiners versus the New York Arm Wrestlers would be a better rivalry than the Giants and Jets, because, you know, the both football teams, they only play each other, you know, like we've been mentioning, you know, every 4 years.
Yeah.
So unless they, you know, make it, you know, more of a, you know. You know, more of a regular occurrence. I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, hey, it's fun for the fans. You know.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about that. So, I think Jets are gonna win this game. You know.
Of course, I disagree. But hey, we'll.
I think the final score will be 28-21. Jets. They will try to steal a road game in their home field. I mean, that's just weird, man. See, that's the problem with Jets and Giants sharing the same stadium. It's just weird, you know. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Jets. You know, as much as you could color the stadium green. You know, you're sharing the stadium with the Giants, man. You know,
yeah.
Both teams need their own stadium so they can have their own identity. You
yeah.
know, it's like Saved by the Bell. It's like, you know, when Kelly and Jesse were there, you know, Tori was in there. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just weird. You know, you don't have really. So you don't really have her own identity, because it's like, you know, she was only there because the two actresses left.
Yeah.
You know, it's just weird. I mean, they should just have their own stadium. The Jets should have their own stadium. Giants should have their own stadium. And, you know, they would have had their own identity, but it's too little too late. They got to share for at least, I don't know, 20 years or so, whatever, however long this lease is, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it, so, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, either way, you know, when the Jets are playing on the road, Giants are playing at home. When the Jets are playing at home, Giants are on the road.
Except if they're playing each other. Then they have to pretend that they're having, one of them have to pretend they're having a road game.
Right, you know, yeah. But then again, it's in the same city anyway, you know, in the same region. So it's a good, it's like the same thing almost to me, you know. But anyway, this game, I think Odell Beckham's going to have a monster game tomorrow. I think Giants will win this one tomorrow, 27-21, I think will be the score.
So we both pretty much have similar scores, and I just hope and think that, you know, without Revis, you know, that the Jets will be able to, you know, hold off Manning and stop the Beckham barrage. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Well, later this afternoon, I should say.
Yeah.
But shifting gears to another rivalry in New York, of course, the Knicks and Nets. They recently faced each other on Wednesday night, and you know, the Knicks, they just beat up on the Nets.
Wait, like a pimp?
The final score was like, what, 108-91?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Knicks, I mean, they just put a beat down on them. They never showed up. But unfortunately, Knicks got up for that game, and unfortunately, with the Saturday night game against the Bucks, the force wasn't strong with the Knicks as they fell to the Bucks. Final score was, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head.
Oh, they played tonight?
Yeah, 106.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know that.
Well, I don't think I don't think the Knicks players knew that either. Because, Porzingis only scored 12 points. Carmelo Anthony got injured. He injured his knee. You know, the injury that basically missed the rest of the year last year. He played, he only scored 18 points. And, of course, you know, the Knicks lost. So, you know, Knicks were trying to win three games in a row. But, unfortunately, the Bucks, you know, they went to the dark side on Star Wars night and basically struck down the Knicks.
Yeah, and the Bucks are not even that good, you know.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, I think both teams split their series so far. Each team won their home game. Yeah, the Knicks beat them. When was that? Knicks beat them opening night, I think, right?
I think so.
Didn't Bucks come here too?
Yeah, I think we beat them in a game. I'm not sure if it was on the road or here.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remember. We might have beat them once or twice. I'm not sure.
At least
maybe
once.
Maybe it's once because the season's not that. The season just started a month ago, so. Unless they're stacking up the deck, all the games, they're putting all the games out early before the season hit the halfway in the season. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, most likely it's just two games that just was played.
Yeah, I think so.
But in any case, yeah. You know, Knicks, they lost. And they got to try to get back to their winning ways when they face the Mavericks. So, at the Garden, I think on Monday night. So, they gotta get back on their horse and get that W.
How many points did Porzingis score tonight?
12.
Oh. Rebounds?
I'm not sure. But yeah,
we need Porzingis to average 20 a game.
For real. Definitely, most definitely. And yeah, man, the Knicks had a quiet night offensively.
Yeah, after having a great night last night against the night before against the Nets.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Knicks need to bounce back. And speaking of those Nets, they lost to the Knicks, as we mentioned. What was it, 106-91 or something like that? Oh, no, I think 108-91. But in any case, the Nets, you know, they got their butt kicked. And now they're going to try to bounce back against the Warriors at home. But, it's safe to say they're gonna suffer another loss against the undefeated Warriors, man. These Warriors, man, they don't play, man.
Oh yeah, they're undefeated. They're like 20-0, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Yeah, man, they're like Undertaker before they face Brock Lesnar. Man, the Nets, they better give Brock Lesnar a 1-day contract and hire Paul Heyman. to be the in-ring, in-arena announcer.
Yeah, they can't lose.
Because Steph Curry, man, he's. You know, I say more, man. I don't even have this. I don't think there's a word that could describe how this guy is playing, man. He's like Neo from the Matrix. I mean, this guy. Yeah,
deadly shooter, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and the Warriors, man. I think they every game they beat the team by at least double digits. I mean, which is the longest streak in NBA history. They just keep adding on to it.
Yeah, team, for real.
Yeah, man. They're like in Parker Lewis mode, man. They can't lose.
Can't lose,
You
yeah.
know,
And
that's
even if they're down, they still manage to come back because they have great shooting.
yeah, no doubt about it. And I think it was earlier this week. It might have been Wednesday. The Warriors won against I think was it the Kings? I think it was. They had Del Curry night, and Stephen Curry was interviewing his father, and as you know by the record, he ruined his father's night.
Really?
So yeah, because you know they were honoring his father, you know, who like his son was a great shooter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the night was about the night was supposed to be about his, you know, Del Curry, but his son,
Stole the limelight.
he stole the limelight, and I hope he's not grounded after this. Hopefully, won't get a baton. But in any case, it's gonna. The Warriors are gonna try to extend their lead when they battle the Nets tomorrow. Well, I think later tonight, later today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah,
So,
so a lot of good games tomorrow to watch.
oh, no doubt about that. And speaking of good games, Rangers, they had their rivalry against the Islanders. Many people say that this might be a better rivalry, than even the Mets and the Yankees, because
Yeah.
they've been having that rivalry for many decades. And obviously the Mets and the Yankees rivalry officially started in 97 when those guys finally played interleague play. But yeah, those the Islanders, they beat the Rangers, final score 2-1. But Rangers are gonna try to get back to their winning ways when they battle the Senators.
Yeah, Rangers, are they still leading the division?
No, I think they're second.
Okay, they need
Second in the
to.
Metropolitan Division.
Who's the first?
I don't remember. I'd have to check to see who's on top.
Okay.
But yeah, it's yeah, basically they gotta get back to their winning ways. And the Islanders, they lost too recently.
Yeah,
So
Rangers definitely have to get their act together, man. This is supposed to be the year that they overcome and go to Stanley Cup, get the Stanley Cup championship. This is supposed to be a championship team this year.
you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. They
They're
definitely need
still
to get.
early.
Yeah, you're right. So hopefully they can right the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're yeah, as I suspected, it was the Capitals. Capitals is leading them.
Okay.
Rangers, the Islanders, I mean not Islanders, the Nash the Capitals are 18-5-2, and over they have two overtime losses. The Rangers are 17-7-3, and the Islanders is right behind them at third, 15-8-5. And all three teams are currently having losing streaks. Capitals is currently trying to snap their one game losing streak. Rangers are currently on at two game losing streak, and the Islanders, they're trying to snap their losing streak, and they're gonna try to battle the Philadelphia Flyers on Tuesday night, and they just got defeated by the Senators by the final score of 3-2.
Yeah,
So
that should be we'll have to see how both teams do down the stretch here.
yeah, no doubt about it. Very, very interesting what's going on.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely keep you posted on what's going on with the local teams. And Yes, and shifting gears to WWE, you know, there's a new faction called the what was I going to say? The League of Nations with Sheamus, and he has a new group with Alberto Del Rio. I'm trying to think, King Barrett, Rusev, and did I say Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah, Alberto Del Rio.
Who am I missing? Sheamus, Wade Barrett, Rusev, and Del Rio. Did I say
that's it.
Okay, yeah, well,
yeah,
they formed a new faction. What's your thoughts on it?
I thought it was a good idea. You know, I thought it was a great idea to bring all the foreign guys together to form a group. Although I think Wade Barrett, I mean, he should probably, I don't agree with him being in there. Because he should be more of an individual guy, you know. But then again, he was part of Nexus,
mm-hmm.
NXT, so.
You know,
I think it's a good idea, you know.
You know what the funny thing is? I'm not a fan of Sheamus. But I think this is a great idea, you know.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I came up with this idea a few years ago for like those SmackDown WWE 2K. I don't know. I'm trying to think of which year was it. 2K, maybe 2K12 or something. The one with when you had the Attitude Era one.
Oh, okay.
2K13 or whatever. I was thinking of an idea too, but it didn't have Del Rio in it. It was basically Wade Barrett would have been the leader, and then you would have had Sheamus. Sheamus as a, you know, a guy on his team. And then you would have had, like, Finley and Regal, you know, on their team, too. But obviously, those guys, you know, are basically retired now. So I kind of had, like, you know, a feeling of, you know, Wade Barrett and Sheamus should have, like, a European, you know, foreigner group. So I think it's a great idea. You know,
I think so as well. I think it's gonna help WWE, and you know, maybe they even start a dispute with the Wyatts, the Wyatt family. Who knows?
Maybe, but if they do, this would turn Wyatt family into good guys.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Which could happen.
Yeah, I mean they are popular heels, so it is
yeah.
possible. But right now they're feuding with the Dudley Boys, and Tommy Dreamer just returned.
Yeah, that was great to see EC fans chanting ECW.
Yeah, and in Pennsylvania where it all
yeah.
started. So it was a great move by WWE. I was thinking Spike was gonna show up instead of Tommy Dreamer, so they were talking about family. But
Spike,
you know,
I think is in jail, isn't he, or something?
Not that I know of.
Recently for something?
Not that I know of. But hopefully,
I remember seeing something.
Hopefully he does, you know. Hopefully he, you know, because he'll make it even up, you know, 4-4, or maybe even Rhino, since Rhino is in. He's been in ECW for not ECW, NXT for a while, you know. So you know, it'd be interesting. That would be a perfect way for him to be quote unquote called up. You know, NXT stuff is basically, you know, they're doing like, it's like the way the stuff how they're doing it, it's like old school wrestling. You know, it's high
yeah.
flying, exciting. It kind of has like a
ECW
indie,
feel,
ECW indie feel to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of great stuff are going down in you know, NXT. They have Finn Balor. He's gonna be battling his former teammate Samoa Joe for the title soon, so that's, you know, and they you know they have a lot of great stuff going on in NXT.
Yeah, I need to just catch it more often.
Yeah, me too. I watch it once in a while here and there, but yeah, they have a lot of great stuff there, you know, and Triple H is running it, and you know, hopefully I wish WWE would you know. We'll listen to the fan more, and you know, promote, push the guys who are talented, who the fans are behind. You know, like Dean Ambrose,
yeah.
Cesaro. Even though Cesaro's hurt right now, but when he gets back, you know, we'll see what happened with that. And what was I going to say? I don't know if you heard Mick Foley's son, Dewey, he officially joined the writing team. So hopefully he'll be able to, you know, work his way up.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully come up with some good ideas and, you know, help WWE come up with better storylines to, you know, erase the, you know, the bad, I don't know, the bad feeling, you know, around the you know, regarding the storylines and having, you know, wrestlers not have, you know, have a say, you know, they're reading scripts, you know, it doesn't feel like, you know, they're the characters. It feels like, you know, they're actors, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully they can improve, you know, in all aspect of the talent and, you know, in the company, because, you know, the company is an awesome company. There's no other, you know, wrestling company like WWE. So
yeah.
Hopefully they'll get back on the A game, even though there's no competition, like it was in the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah, pretty much just competing against himself.
Exactly. And they need to get back on the horse, man, and just give the fans a scenario that they'll see, hopefully, Dean Ambrose right off from the sunset at WrestleMania, or realistically, Roman Reigns.
And next week is, TLC, right?
Right. So we'll definitely give you the, we're definitely going to give you the preview and our predictions on what we think is going to go down in that pay-per-view event. And lastly, in baseball, you know, the Mets recently met with Ben Zobrist. So it appears Mets might be willing to give him a 4-year deal. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully that happens. But sad news, Alderson appears to have cancer. The good news about it seems like it's treatable, but, you know, our thoughts go out to him and his family. Hopefully he'll get a speedy recovery and, you know, he'll be able to continue to live a healthy life.
Yeah, my thoughts go out to him and his family. Hopefully, he does recover. He has a quick recovery. Luckily, you know, this is a treatable form of cancer. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And another thing is, congratulations to him. He won Baseball Executive of the Year, which, you know, highlighted by him acquiring Cespedes, who's still a free agent right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, his moves made the Mets go to the World Series, where, unfortunately, they fell to the Royals in 5 games. So hopefully him and, you know, Di Podesta and I'm trying to remember the other guy who's with the Mets. Di Podesta and Ricciardi, Enrico, they can help them. You know, those three guys can help them continue to mold a championship caliber team this upcoming season.
Yep.
And big news, Greinke signed a 5-year deal with the D-backs. So that's a big deal for him. Price,
yeah.
He signs a monster contract with the Red Sox. I think it was a 6-year deal, I think it was, $217 million contract. And then Jeff Shamarger, he signed a big deal with the Giants also, I think, early on Saturday night. So congrats to all three men, and we'll see how these guys perform for their contracts. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought Price, well, he's going to the Red Sox, so
mm-hmm.
And Red Sox have a lot of money to spend. So I was not shocked by the contract, but I was shocked that Price, I thought Price would probably go to the National League, to a National
mm-hmm.
League team like the Dodgers maybe,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even the San Francisco Giants, you know. But, hey, you know, Red Sox have the money to spend, so like they always do, they go out, like the Yankees, acquire the biggest name out in free agency, and they really don't have that good of a starting pitching, so I guess they need Price.
Yeah, but they should spend more money. You know, they should spend more money on other pitchers. You know, John Lackey, former Red Sox, he signed a 2-year deal I'm trying to remember, with the Cubs.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cubs desperately needed, you know, some more pitching to help out, you know, Arrieta and trying to remember who the other guy that was good on the team. Lester, I think it was?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, they really need to improve their starting pitching. And Red Sox, they really need to improve their starting pitching also. So, you know, they need to – this can't be the only move they make. They need to get more starting pitching.
Yeah.
So they could even, you know, compete with the Yankees, you know.
Well, the gang, David Price, you know, he's been a great pitcher,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the baseball for several years now. So it'll definitely help them.
And they better hope that his awesome regular season play can finally translate in the postseason where, he finally dominates the playoffs.
Yeah, for real. I think, it was a good deal. It was a good deal for Red Sox, good deal for D-backs. Although I thought Greinke was going to stay with the Dodgers, but hey,
that's so cool.
He has to move on and go where the money is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kind of reminds me of when Randy Johnson went over there.
Yeah.
Maybe you could change the culture of that franchise.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's going to be interesting how he performs, you know, in the desert of Arizona.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And hopefully next week when we have this show, you know, hopefully Mets will make some big news. Hopefully, sign Zobrist, you know, hopefully maybe sign an outfielder like Hayward or Upton, which, I mean, people doubt it. You know, they think they're most likely going to probably get somebody to platoon with Lagares, maybe Gerardo Parra or I'm trying to think you know, maybe Denard Span or Fowler or whoever. We'll see what's going to happen.
Yep.
They really need to improve this offense because, as you saw in the World Series, it didn't cut it, man. They need to bounce back offensively and, of course, shore up the bullpen because, nobody was really reliable in the World Series, not even Familia. So they really need to improve the team practically every facet of the game except for starting pitching. So
yeah,
see what happens. So you have any last words you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAC, Saturdays at 11. Come back here, check out Sports of Legend every Sundays at midnight.
All right, you heard the guy. Check out both shows. I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports. What did you say? Mac? Hello, Mac? You say something? Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Sports of Legend. I'm Wayne Ramon. This is Macaulay Matthews. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.